There is more rain in the forecast in parts of the central and southern U.S. after intense flooding along the Ohio River. In Europe, it snowed this week in Rome. A weather system from Siberia called the Beast from the East is bringing snow and ice and very cold temperatures across Western Europe. And that storm may be related to what's happening in the Arctic and is of great concern to climate scientists. The temperatures there have been more than 45 degrees above normal this month, the highest level ever recorded for that region. Joining us now on Skype from Tromsø, Norway, in the Arctic Circle is Robert Graham, who's a climate scientist at the Norwegian Polar Institute. Robert, what are you seeing in the Arctic this year and how unusual is it?
Well, I think it's in the long-term climate record, it's pretty unusual. One of the things that we've noticed is that we've seen in the past big storms in the Arctic that can cause temperatures to rise up to sort of -5 degrees Celsius compared with the normal temperature of -30 degrees Celsius on a few occasions, but the frequency that that's happening in the last sort of 10 years is really increasing. And what's kind of new now is that often in these storms, we see temperatures close to the North Pole going above 0 degrees Celsius in the melting point quite often during winter, the last 4 out of the 5 winters.
And what are the effects of that?
I think the key effect that we're interested in at the Norwegian Polar Institute here is the effect this has on sea ice growth during winter. So in these months when it should be very cold, -30 degrees Celsius, the ice should be thickening and growing and becoming more stable so that it can survive throughout the summer melt season. But in recent years, this just isn't happening. When you have these warm temperatures, the ice doesn't have a chance to grow.
How much does what's happening in the Arctic have to do with what's happening right now in Europe and what they're calling the beast from the east that's brought these very cold temperatures and some snow to places that wouldn't usually be getting that right now?
So I think we're still at early days for making any strong connection between those two. But I think that one thing that may be the case is when you have these very cold, stable areas of high pressure in Europe, then this can block the normal path of the jet stream that would usually cut across Europe. So instead, what maybe happened is that you have this big, cold, dense mass of air over Eurasia, and this has deflected the jet stream northwards into the Arctic.
In the Arctic, is it kind of a chicken and egg situation where you've got reduced sea ice, which allows this big storm to come in, and the big storm may also end up reducing the sea ice?
I think it has a sort of chicken and egg, but it's more an amplifying situation. So when you have this storm going through, it warms up the air temperatures, which makes the ice grow less, but it also has very strong winds that can push the ice northwards, further into the Arctic, shrinking the area of ice. It breaks up the ice and it releases a lot of extra heat from the ocean to the atmosphere, which is causing the maximum temperatures observed during these storms to increase even further.
Is it possible for this ice to regrow, or should we assume that, that's it for certain areas where the ice melts, that it's gone forever?
The ice will regrow. So typically what I would expect to happen after this storm passes through is the temperatures will go back down to normal levels and you will start growing new ice, but probably it will not reach the same thickness as before. And when you have these storms going in, it's melting the older ice. And this is one of the main patterns that we're seeing in the Arctic now, that you have this shift from very thick old ice that's robust and can survive a summer season to thinner ice that's just grown that year that will melt more quickly.
How concerning is this to you?
It's pretty worrying. So in January 2018, this was the lowest ever sea ice extent in the Arctic since we started recording this variable with satellites, so since the late 1970s. So the ice is going pretty rapidly now during the winter season.
What does it mean for sea level rise?
The change in sea ice thickness, this melting, is not going to affect sea level rise in itself because the ice is already in the ocean. But if this leads to a larger warming area of the Arctic, you could start melting land glaciers on Greenland that could contribute to sea level rise.
That's Robert Graham, who's a climate scientist at the Norwegian Polar Institute. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.